Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You might not see him in prison.
Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Deaney is our guest, our good friend, author of Hunting in a Farmer's World. John, you want to tell us about the new book? You want to give us a tease?
Yeah, well, I'm writing it's a little bit of a different concept. It's a rewriting of my presentation that I do nationally as a book, with a bunch of how-to added, which I don't do in the presentation, of course, because it's not a workshop, plus a website that we're building that coordinates with the book chapter by chapter and has a bunch of tools for boomers that are looking to exit. And it's all free. Mm-hmm. The book obviously isn't free.
Right.
The website, all the tools
are
free.
If they buy the book, they can get to the tools and everything?
Well, they can get to the tools anyway.
Anyway, all right.
The book obviously fleshes it out a lot more than you can do on a website, but it points you to the tools. And they can do things like triangulate their exit strategy and look at the time and how much money their business is generating. And it'll tell them, you know, depending upon what they want for retirement, whether they're going to get there or fall short, or if they have to sell their company, how much they need to get it for. It's got sanity checks because, you know, so many owners don't really know the value of their company.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got an online spreadsheet where you can plug in your numbers and see if it comes out rationally. If a bank would finance
it. Is it by industry, by SIC code? Is it?
No. We don't try and do valuations per se.
Right.
We say, generally speaking, individual buyers buy in this range, private equity groups buy in this range, strategic deals are in this range.
Right.
But I really don't like those online valuation things because valuation depends so much on industry, on financial markets, on
and as you wrote in an article recently, so much about what's the boots on the ground, right? Who's going to be left behind?
Right. The
location,
your management
location
teams,
of the business,
systems, the
health of the economy. The people that you leave behind, the what you call their best asset, the residual employees that are going to be left behind.
Yeah, the bane of my existence is other professionals, and sometimes they're CPAs, sometimes attorneys, sometimes financial planners, who tell their clients, all small businesses sell for 5x profit. I mean that could be triple what your company's worth or half what your company's worth.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, most small business owners just got to chill when you said that.
Yeah.
They're thinking about how much profit they make, and even if they recast their statement, you know, with extreme prejudice, it would be hard to come up with a number they'd like even at 5x the profit.
Sure.
Right?
Sure. And then, you know, you talk about
recasting. Bottom line, profit's hard to come by in a small business, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, we talk about it a lot in the book, too, because people don't realize that profit has different definitions to different classes of buyers.
Right.
An outside financial, like a private equity group, financial buyer will look at your profit very differently than an individual who plans on running the business. And they add back different things.
And they're going to be attracted to internals in your statement.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And a strategic buyer of, you know, the top of the food chain is much more interested in your top line than your bottom line because they know what kind of profit they can generate. They want to see if you can grow.
Right. And are your customer list, or your location, or your position in the economy, in the marketplace.
Or your intellectual property.
There you go. You know, there's another one.
You were talking about technology before and your content, your database. You know, do you have something that draws a lot of eyeballs?
Or how about this? And here's something to remember, folks. Just because you haven't made it pay as much as you would like doesn't mean they don't know how to do it.
Right.
See, I mean, if you've got critical mass, if you've got the critical mass, just because you haven't been able to turn that into liquid gold doesn't mean they can't. But they can't go back and produce what you've been doing for the last 20 years.
Well, it's just not worth it to them. It's a, you know, it's a make-buy decision.
It's cheaper to buy it and add water to your concentrated goodies.
Yeah, some of my clients have gotten very large premiums just because a big company took a look at what they did and said, oh, we can plug this into 10,000 customers tomorrow. This would be great.
Right. Absolutely. So, folks, when you're thinking about your business, and this and John, this comes back to what we talked about in the very first segment, and that is how different small businesses are today than they were 50 years ago.
Very much so.
Small businesses are no longer, as I've said 1,000 times, most small businesses are no longer just backwater mom and pops.
Right. Yeah, the
with a house with a living quarters over the shop, you know.
Yeah, there's between 3 and 5 million of us, meaning boomers, that own businesses that have 5 employees or more. And at five employees, you've got responsibility for what, 20 people?
Yeah.
You know, who are depending upon your company to make a living. As you said, it's not an apartment over the store anymore. And it's okay to close a business. I mean, the example we use. Yeah, I've done it too, and we may have spoken about it before, but you know the Italians that had the greengrocers in New York, and they sold them to the Eastern European Jews, who then sold them to the Koreans, who are now selling them to the Arabs.
Right.
Because in each case, those families worked very, very hard from before dawn to late at night as a family unit. But they got the kids through law school and medical school, and they don't need that business anymore.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't fit.
Yeah. John, I need your website, please.
John F. Deeney, DINI.com.
All right. John F. Deeney, the initial. The book is called Hunting in a Farmer's World. It's an award-winning book, folks. I saw it happen. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.